And we start off talking with Vandals wrestling coach Jason Clay. The Vandals at the Litchfield tournament for day number two. And coach, overall, pretty good first night last night.
Yeah, it's been good matches, good wins, and nothing too out of the ordinary. Had a couple of kids run into some one seeds in the quarterfinals, so that's always a tough spot in the bracket. But you get a chance today to prove that you know that you're worthy and can place high. So those guys will be coming back to the wrestle back today, and we had six in the semis. So those will be big matches when we get to that round. And the team race is pretty tight at the top. There's about five teams that are kind of stacked up, and Lena Winslow and Auburn, us, and Roxanne Oakwood's actually leading the tournament. They've got a nice looking team and got some guys back from injury, and so it's going to be a good team battle today too.
Yeah, that's a nice factor too, and you always kind of watch that a little bit to see where everybody's at too, don't you?
For sure, and it's one of those things that's different than a duel, but that's how the regional champions are crowned. And I think, like I said, all those guys at the top of that I just mentioned, they're going to be in the running for regional championships next week, and so it's good for our kids to experience the tournament scoring, because we've talked about it before, it's a different kind of scoring. You get your advancement points and your bonus points, and then you also get your place points. So it's not only important to have guys in the finals, but it's also important to have guys coming through the wrestle backs, and there's a lot of points to be had. And if you're going to win a regional, you're going to have to not only put guys in the finals, but you're going to also have your middle of the road guys are going to have to get some wins and come back through and make placing matches. And so just trying to teach our guys about that and the scoring, because it is different, but that's how the regional champions are crowned. So that's what we'll be doing next weekend.
Yeah, and talking about the bonus points, you did a good job with that last night.
Yeah, there's some good pins, and then the one thing that factors into is some of your higher seeds have buys, so when they get that first round bye, then they wrestle that second match, then they get a chance to score double the points. So they, those are big wins. And I thought Dylan Hinton wrestled really well last night. He had a fairly tough kid in the quarterfinals for being the number one seeded guy, and I thought the kid was pretty tough, and Dylan took care of business. And Pearson had a nice win. He was down 2-1 early, but stayed with it, and ended up getting a pin. And Owen took care of business, and same thing with Logan and Eric. I thought they looked good. They had some good wins, and then Wyatt made the semis too. So six in the semis, and the rest of them trying to come through the wrestle backs.
Coach, sometimes we don't talk about it because he is so good, and like you said, just takes care of business. But Eric McKinney is putting together just in a tremendous season, isn't he?
Yeah, he really has. I mean, he just super consistent, and he's so slick on his feet. Does a great job of getting takedowns and building his lead. And I feel like as he's gotten older, he's gotten better in his top wrestling. He's got some turns and had more falls this year, than maybe in some years past. So he's one of those guys that I'm excited to see, what he can do the next couple of weeks. And, he seems like he's in a good place mentally. And he's got a good bracket today, so he'll get a couple tough matches in today. And hopefully he can get those. And like you said, he has had a pretty special season. And I think he's approaching 160 career wins. And, he's got a good shot to finish in the top two or three all-time in school history.
It's pretty incredible. And like I said, because he is so consistent, so strong, you sometimes are like, well, he's going to take care of business, but you don't want to forget it because he has been so special this year.
No, and like I said, I enjoy watching it, when he's slick on his speed and has a variety of takedowns and, does a good job wrestling through positions. And so it's fun to watch. And, just like I said, try to focus on the next couple of weeks and getting up on that podium in Champaign, and obviously that's something that he's capable of doing. And just kind of like you said, take it one match at a time and go there. But yeah, he's had a special season, and one of his two losses to the defending state champ and in the finals of Princeton, and has won the CM tournament and in this tournament today. So I had a really good year, and definitely one of our senior leaders. It's going to be tough when they graduate.
No doubt about it. Coach, talking about that too, and wanted to reflect a little bit on regular season with dual team wrapping up this week. You got to 30 dual team victories, and that right there in itself is a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it's been a good regular season. Going into the season, I would have maybe not guessed we would finish with 30 wins, and with our schedule, and I feel like there's some duels that, we figured it out, and, we've been able to kind of have enough depth that we can kind of slide our lineup around and take advantage. That's when guys like Owen and Eric and Dylan and Logan and those guys, you can move them up a weight class to try to create a better matchup and then slide in some of our other guys and still get wins. And so that's big when a guy can move up a weight class and you don't have to worry about them being overmatched and in those dual situations. So, yeah, 30 wins is awesome, 30-4, and, a couple of those matches I'd like to have another shot at, but at this point. But we'll see if we can win the regional. We may get a crack at some of those guys again and just try to advance on through.
Yeah, that's one of those things. When you got four losses on the year and you still look at a couple of them and say you'd like to have them back, that's a pretty good year.
Yeah, for sure, some of these guys, probably a third of our lineup is, really their first time being in the lineup on a regular basis. And, we've got a lot of sophomores and freshmen that are, got our five seniors, but, after that, we're all sophomores and freshmen. So some of these guys are getting a taste of it and trying to make them grow up quick. And I think that at this point in the season, with as many matches and places we've been, they're starting to realize some things. And just a matter of getting to the right frame of mind and next week trying to have a good week of practice and get to the right state mentally and making it happen next Saturday.
Talking about that, we always talk about the fact you want to be wrestling your best right now. You want to be at your best as you get ready for the postseason. You feel like you're close to that?
Hope so. I feel like I thought we did some good stuff on Wednesday night and against O'Fallon, and I feel like if you watch back to some of our matches in the beginning of the season, we're doing things now that we weren't doing, and see a lot of the same, a lot of guys doing the same thing. So I feel like some of our coaching's breaking through, and it's one of those deals where you try to look at some weaknesses as a team, and then you try to address those things individually with individuals, and I feel like there's little signs that some of our kids are moving better on bottom, and we're doing more things right in the top position and just trying to shore up some things on our feet. But yeah, I feel like we're close, and I feel like our kids will be excited and ready to go next weekend, and we get there, and part of it too is enjoying the process and enjoying the path, and I think that the kids are starting to figure it out, and I'll be excited to see how we do.
Coach, appreciate the time this morning. Let's have a good day today.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.